Mishnah, for the most part, is the story of the world's most amazing Shadchan, Eliezer Eben Avram, who went to find a Shidduch for Yitzchak. As you know, when Eliezer had expressed to Avram a desire that his daughter marry Yitzchak, he was told, Orurata, you are inherently not suitable, because you come from a mishpacha which is under the title of Aror, and therefore go find a different shidduch. And that's what happened. Interestingly, Chazal tell us that after this episode, Yotzal Michlal Aror. Eliezer, throughout this episode, was so faithful that Yotzal Michlal Aror, he wasn't Aror anymore. It was too late, though. The shidduch had been done. Let's try to learn something from Eliezer Eben Avram, who was able to go from a category of horror to non-horror by his behavior here in the parasha. It is said that the Chofetz Chaim could not come to a gathering, and he sent instead Ramey Shapiro to represent him. And he gave Ramey Shapiro the drasha that he wanted him to deliver on behalf of the Chofetz Chaim. When it came there, they had a discussion as to who should speak first. Had the Chofetz Chaim attended, he certainly would have spoken first as a Zakin Hadar and a Kayim to boot. Now that it was the young Ramey Shapiro, there was a discussion. Ramey Shapiro said, I'd rather speak last. I'd rather speak as late as possible. And let me explain. Shluchai Shaladam Kamaisai. Someone is a shliach for someone else is like that person. As long as I have not yet delivered my speech, I'm a shliach of the Chofetz Chaim. Imagine, kamaisai, I'm like the Chofetz Chaim. Let me be shluchai shaladam kamaisai for as long as I possibly can. In this sixth parsha, Eliezer does a lot. The riddle is asked, how many times does the name Eliezer appear in this week's parsha? And if you ask it at the Shabbos table, you may get different guesses. But unless someone checked the number, the person will get it wrong. Because Eliezer's name does not appear at all. He's constantly called Eved Avraham. Because you see, he fulfilled the Shluchai Shaladam Kamaisa. He wasn't Eliezer. He wasn't doing anything for himself. What he was doing was behaving as the Shliach, the Shluchai Shaladam Kamaisa of Avraham Avinu. By behaving that way long enough, he actually turned into a me'en of Avraham Avinu, a me'en of Klal Yisrael. When a person raises himself to a level where he's looking to be someone better, someone more, and he actually behaves that way long enough, he raises himself even from the cloud of horror. There's a parable told about a commoner who wanted to marry the princess. And the commoner knew he could never marry the princess. Just look at him. He had the face of an ordinary person, the face of a commoner. And he decided that he would go to a master mask maker. He would have the master mask maker make him a special mask. A mask which would give him the face of nobility, the face of importance, the face of wealth and prestige. And that he did. And the mask maker gave him a mask. And with that, he was able to court the princess and marry her. And for many years, he did not take off that mask. He walked wherever he went with this mask of nobility, prestige, importance. One day, an old friend came to visit him and got angry. He said, that's not your face. You are wearing a false face, a face of nobility, a face of importance. And in his anger, he ripped the mask off the face of this man. And they gasped. Underneath the mask, his own natural face had turned into a face which was identical to the face on the mask. The point of the parable is that if you put on the mask of something greater, something better, something bigger, you're not phony. You really need to aspire to that. You wear the mask, you act that way, you can go from an aura to a baruch. You can go from something less to something more. Rav Avigdor Miller used to tell that when he was in the Slabodki Yeshiva, he was part of a vad, a musavad, and every month they would work on one midah. One month they had gathered and discussed what midah to work on. And the suggestion came to work on the midah of emes. And as Rabbi Miller said, there was one musanik, an alta musanik, who said, emes, fair, everyone works with emes. Let's spend this month working to serve Hashem with sheker. And they decided that for that month they would serve Hashem with sheker. The sheker would be, they would aspire, they would pretend to be on a higher level. They would behave as if they were on a different level. They would say, I can do this, I want to do that. And for that month, they worked on sheker. And many years later, here in America, Rabbi Avigdor Miller would teach his Talmidim, work with sheker. Say, I'm doing this L'Shem Shemayim, even if you're not. Say to yourself, I'm doing it L'Shem Shemayim, say it often enough, and eventually you will. Eventually, you'll become the mask. I say the same thing to all of you. Say, Kairo, go out to work. Keep the mask of the Ben Taira. Keep the face of the Ben Taira. Keep the attitude of the Ben Taira. When you look in the mirror, see the Ben Taira. Aspire to it. Here you don't have to go from Oror to Baruch. You just have to be careful not to slip from Baruch to Oror. Wherever you go, wherever you daven, wherever you learn, have that face, that shprach, that expression. Even if in your heart you suddenly turn to care about silly things like sports and entertainment, never admit it, never express it. You'll get to where you have to be. The lesson of Eliezer Eved Avraham. I'd like to move on to a topic at the end of the parasha. And as a part of the parasha rarely quoted, probably because it's least understood, we learned that after Sarah's death, Avraham Avinu took another woman, Tilak Shim, Rashi says, Chaser, it's actually one Pelegesh. Actually, if you look in our Chumash, you'll say, Tilak Shim, our Sefer Torah, is written Male, even though Rashi says it should be Chaser. But that's a question for a different week. So he went and he took a woman named Keturah, and then there was children from her. And as the Pasuk tells us, of Vaya Pelakshim, Basan Avraham Atanais, Ayishalchei Me'al Yitzchak Benoi Beidenu Chai Kedma El Eretz Kedem. He sent them far away, to the Far East, as we understand. And these are the children of Avraham, who went to the Far East, and the Far Eastern cultures come from them. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that he gave Tzadik Aleph, the matones he gave with the Shem Hatoma. The powers that exist in the world that come from a negative place, a Shem Hatoma. This is what it says in the Pasuk as explained by the Gemara. There are two difficulties. One, why did he send his children away? They're his children. Why did he send them away? When Yishmael misbehaved, even as Rashi says, he was Ivan Avedah Zarah and Kiri Arayais. Avraham was reluctant to send him away. Sarah compelled him to. Why here did he send these Bnei Keturah to a distant land? Secondly, why did he give them Shemei Satoma, Davatela? Shemei Satoma? The Tachat Yitzchak in Mamari Pesach, Maimer Pei Gimel, says that from here we have a connection to a Yisoid of the Vilna Gaon of the Gra. The Gra talks about the idea of Brisi, as Brisi Avraham, as Brisi Yitzchak, as Brisi Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks about the Bris HaAvos. The Gra says that the Bris HaAvos is well known, Chesed, Givura, and Teferes. There's also a Bris HaImais. There's also something we have from our Imais, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Es Avraham, Es Yitzchak, I could say Bris Avraham. Es Bris Avraham comes to ear, the S is Marbet, the women, the wives. And as is the derech of Nashon Tzidkaniyah is to behave kvuda bas melech pnima with ultimate tznius, so too is the bris hidden here in the word S. Why does the bris ha-imais? What is the bris? What is the chelik of the imais? To be a chayma, to be a protection. We know there's a custom that the kala walks around the chuppah seven times under the chuppah. That is based on an idea from Shir HaShirim that life, the kala, is kechayma. It's like a wall surrounding or protecting the home that the chassid and kala build together. The chayma. The chayma is to protect from spiritual dangers. The father gives the white, the mother gives the red. In the language of the Gemara, the father gives the intellect. He teaches children how to learn, how to know how to keep mitzvahs. The mother gives the red, gives the blood, the warmth, the heart. That's the chayma, to be protected. We see this in the imais. The bris ha-imais is Sarah, and then Rivka, and Rachel and Leah. Sarah said, protect Yitzchak from outside influences. Goreshes ha-amazais, get rid of Yishmael, send him away. Rivka, too, disagreed with Yitzchak, and felt that Esau's influence was negative and should not be included in Klal Yisrael. Even Rachel and Leah, all of whom had only good children, they were the ones that understood on their own that they should leave Laban's home. Yaakov only understood it when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them in Nevuah. They understood instinctively. The bris ha'imais is to be the chayma in the home. Avraham lost his wife, he lost Sarah. And he understood that the chayma was missing. And therefore, he sent away the B'nai HaPilakshim. Why did he give them Kaiches HaTumah? Yishmael and Esav were sent away, but they still aspire to be Klal Yisrael. Esav, the Catholic religion of today, is a people that's busy saying, we are the chosen people, we are Klal Yisrael. God has traded the Jewish people for us. But then Yishmael too built their entire religion on the basis of that which was given over by the Jewish people for thousands of years until their Navi Sheker came and said, we are the ones who descend from the Bible. Avraham would have none of that. He sent it to Kedma, he said, you go with Kaisa Satum. Do what you need to do with it. Use it for good, use it for bad, in that Klal Yisrael. And so, we learn here the idea of bris ha'imais. When the mother wasn't in the home, the father had to take drastic steps to protect Klal Yisrael from the influence of others. Today, we live in a time where the dangers of the outside world are incredible. There is no chayma, there is no wall, there is no protection. We need to turn to the imais, the women of Klal Yisrael, for the major part. The women are the ones who would have less access of internet, of outside influences in a person's home. You're fortunate enough to have a wife. Let her be the chayma. Listen to her when she suggests that the house be better protected, that the house be in a sviva that's better, that's more. Before I sign off, let me leave you with a question. I haven't had a question of the week for a while, so here's one. When Rivka appears, Rashi tells us that Yitzchak saw her greatness because of three things. One of them is that the Shabbos candles lit in the Erev Shabbos, L'Erev Shabbos. His mother Sarah had lit candles and they burned from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. And that stopped when she passed away. And now that Rivka came, that miraculous burning of the Shabbos lecht began again. The question is this. If the Sarah passed away, didn't Avraham light the Shabbos lecht in the home? If there is no woman in the home, then the man is obligated to light. Avraham's Shabbos lecht didn't burn from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos? Only Sarah? Only Rivka? Only Dovrahu? Was commenting on. And with that, I wish one and all an absolutely wonderful Shabbos, Pashas Chayesar.